a copying of the record, recording wise, and that becomes the fingerprint. And every time that record is played, you can tell who's playing it and what time they played it. And those are important things in terms of identifying what's going on with the record. And so now when you go to talk to the people at Sony or Universal or Interscope or your friend who's going to invest in you to help you to create enough excitement, you got something you can tell people and you can show them what's going on, and you can actually, in black and white, identify that your music is being played in one or two markets or three or four markets or on four or five radio stations or wherever it might be being played, or 50 radio stations, if that's what it is. But that kind of activity, folks, is what creates the kind of validation that something is really going on. And now you got the attention of the record companies. Now people are interested in what you're doing. There's a record out right now called Like a Rock Star, I think it's...
Party Like a Rock Star.
Party Like a Rock Star.
Yeah.
It's bubbling under in the music industry term, but it's a record that's going to explode, I think. Because there's a lot going on with that record, and of course, you know, those are kind of things you do. If you're lucky enough to have a song that is real, real catchy, the sky's the limit, because it'll probably explode a lot faster. If you don't have that kind of record, but you're able to put the record out, promote it, market it, create the excitement, you got it barcoded, you get an exposure in quite a few places. Now you created enough activity that now you can actually go back and sit down and talk to somebody at a record company who will take a notice to what you're doing, who can verify what's happening with your record. And based on what's going on with that record and how much excitement is being generated, regardless of whether you're doing it in Little Rock, Arkansas, or that it's happening in Los Angeles, it's relative. If something is going on in LA and you see a certain kind of reaction to it, you know what it means. If it's happening in Little Rock and there's a certain reaction to it, you know what it means. Record companies look for that, and it means a lot to them. And it definitely speaks volumes to record companies in terms of them becoming interested in making a deal. And there are all kinds of deals, and these are, again, things that we'll talk about, Ty, in more detail. Because what kind of deal you get if I'm going to give you a singles deal, as opposed to what kind of deal I'm going to give you, and what kind of money is involved if I'm going to make an album deal, or I'm going to make a production deal, it's going to vary depending on what you're bringing to us and how much excitement you can create around it.
Right. Okay. Great answers. So what are some of the steps to take in order to get a record deal? First, you said take action. I mean, that's the first starting point, is to take action, make a record and put it out. Don't initially focus on the sound or the appearance quality of it. Just take action. At least get something out there, and you can always go back and revisit that and improve on the appearance and the sound quality. But the hardest hurdle is to actually get that record put together and out there. Second thing that you mentioned, Ernie, was to barcode it. Barcode it so that you can monitor and track your sales. That's a very important step that a lot of people leave out, and that's actually what separates the professionals from the hobbyists. You know, just that barcode, and a barcode is not difficult to get. And if you're in need of a barcode, we're going to show you how to get it, the different places that you can go to get your barcode as well. But the next thing that you mentioned was to get a record, get your record fingerprinted through BDS. And the importance of that is to be able to monitor your radio plays and identify who, when, and how many times your music is being played on the radio. And again, that's something that's very important to monitor. And you can use that information as a bargaining chip when you go to get a record deal. So BDS, again, we're going to show you how to set that up as well once you become a member of this the coaching program, the music business coaching program. Now, would anyone else, Lynn, Chuck, Arthur, or anyone else who's on the call, would you guys like to add to Ernie's comments before we move on to the next question?
Chuck, I wanted to jump in terms of exposure. You know what Ernie was really talking about was building a brand as you go along, and the internet, there's so many opportunities, social networks like MySpace, to help with promotion and marketing, building that buzz. Talk about that buzz. And buzz makes you actually stand out from same person, genre, is actually doing the same thing. There's record pool, I mentioned social network, but you know, building your own brand is really important. Having your website, one thing that everyone needs to have their own domain name in that quest for building that packaging, all of those are so key. And nowadays, of sites like YouTube, video perspective, artists, a whole lot of very inexpensive ways to help create that buzz. We'll be talking about some of those things as well, and how to, you know, put your hands, how to get your music in the hands of say, or multiple record pools. Even earwax, we've got a way of getting product right from. So those are things that we're talking about, how to build.
Okay, great. Thank you for that information, Chuck. Would anyone else like to add their comments before we move on to the... We're just going to take one more question after this, Ernie. I know that